later this morning, we'll be able to put your questions to the Chief Executive of the University Hospitals of North Midlands Trust. It's been a difficult couple of weeks for them. Last week, it declared a major incident because the A&E department at the Royal Stoke University Hospital couldn't cope with the number of patients coming in. On Friday, managers faced protests as they agreed the removal of consultant-led maternity unit and emergency surgery from County Hospital in Stafford. So, plenty to talk about. Let's have a look at some of the issues affecting the Trust. BBC Radio Stoke's North Staffordshire reporter Chris King has been keeping a close eye on what's going on. And we thought this morning, Chris, since you know these kind of things, we put you to the test on the basis that we have the... it's an idea we've nicked from Have I Got News For You. It's the Wheel of News about UHNM. So let's spin it and see where we end up.
And E.
30 seconds, what you got?
Well, the government expects 95% of patients to be seen within 4 hours. When it comes to meeting this target, the Royal Stoke currently is the worst performing department in the country at just 59%. So far this month, more than 150 patients have spent more than 12 hours on trolleys, but it's not necessarily the fault of the staff in A&E department. The biggest problem is there aren't enough beds available in other parts of the hospital, so patients can't be admitted. The delays have also led to calls for the A&E at the county hospital to be reopened overnight.
He's good, isn't he?
I think he's been practicing.
You've been practicing this
every day. What I do is I watch that countdown clock, yeah, and I'm reading it. They're all trying to work out how to make 157 or what have you out of.
Yeah, well, and you're working out how to give us an answer on something in 30 seconds. All right, we'll spin the wheel again, and we'll see where we land this time.
Parking.
Well, people have told us they spend up to 45 minutes looking for a parking space at the Royal Stoke Hospital. This is an issue which affects almost every hospital in the country, though. £3.5 million is going to be spent on sorting the problem out. The sort of thing they're looking at is the new multi-storey car park, pay on exit and mobile phone payment technology, and there's even talk of a park and ride if they can actually find a suitable site. There's also an ongoing battle over disabled parking as well.
All right, this.
Yeah, I can't decide whether it's more 8 out of 10 cats or the straightforward normal countdown. I'm not quite sure, but I'm enjoying this. 30 seconds. Two more things we want to know about this morning.
Finances.
Good and bad news about this. The good news is that UHNM has been given £250 million to improve facilities at Stafford Hospital and create more capacity at the Royal Stoke. In terms of overall budget, the Trust will end the year with a deficit of almost £17 million. Some of the issues that they're facing, the large PFI debt which they're paying on to the firm which built the Royal Stoke Hospital. They're also trying to reduce the number of agency staff working at the Trust because the county hospital historically has been short of staff.
He's just too good, isn't he? Just too good.
Off.
Showing off, you reckon? One more, let's see what you know about this.
Capacity.
This is a major issue because, frankly, there aren't enough beds, and that's causing major issues for A&E, as I said before. In order to free up enough beds, around 100 people a day need to be discharged. Part of the reason for removing some services from the county hospital is to help free up some of the room at the Royal Stoke Hospital. Millions of pounds, as I said, also being spent on creating extra capacity at the Royal Stoke site, especially in the departments which you'll see more patients making the trip from Stafford. So that's critical care, maternity and the children's ward.
Very well done. 2 minutes to tell us all about money, capacity, parking and A&E. Loads to talk to Mark Hackett
about
today.
Absolutely, there's so much more than that. I mean, trying to get it into 30 seconds, there's obviously other issues surrounding it, but that gives you a flavour of what he is having to deal with as we head into 2015.
If you have any questions, you can ask Chris. Ask Mark Hackett. He is with Perry today from 10. 01782 208008 is the number. Thank you, Chris.